Talis presents.
And now we have a new motto, as you know, which is Talis Through AI.
This is Artificial Intelligence. Welcome to the first in a series of Talis podcasts on artificial intelligence. With us to discuss the subject today is David Sadek, Vice President, Research, Technology and Innovation, Artificial Intelligence and Data Processing at Talis. Welcome, David. We hear a lot about AI. Does everyone mean the same thing when they talk about artificial intelligence? And what does it mean at Talis?
Well, actually, I think that everyone does not mean the same thing with artificial intelligence. Let me just tell what it means in Talis. Artificial intelligence is one of the four technical pillars for digital transformation in Talis. The three others being IoT and connectivity, big data, and cybersecurity. The specificity of AI is that it is a critical enabler for the three other technologies. For example, cybersecurity is more and more impacted by AI. AI is used now to design and to implement cybersecurity algos and systems.
Talis's approach to AI with its customers is different from others. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, compared to the companies operating in the B2C domain, Talis is approaching AI differently because Talis is operating in critical system domain. The difference is that when you are using an everyday application, for example, which you download on your smartphone, for example, you can test it. It works, it doesn't work, so it ends up to work. It's not a big deal. For example, when Netflix recommends you a movie you don't like, so you just pick up another one and that's it. Now, if you are flying, for example, provided that the more than half flights in the world are monitored by air traffic management Talis systems, so it's better that you can trust these systems if these systems are monitoring the flight you're flying. So critical systems are typically systems where lives are at stake. And in this case, AI technologies are much more demanding than if you are using these technologies in non-critical applications. We are mainly focusing on three components of AI for critical systems.
David, what are those three components?
These three components are, first of all, the validity of these systems. Secondly, the explainability of these systems. And thirdly, responsibility of these systems. Let me try to elaborate a little bit on each of these criteria. The first one, what do we mean by validity of AI technologies? The idea is that these technologies should be trusted in a grounded way. That means that we need to prove that the AI systems will do what they are meant to do, no more, no less. Systems will do what they are meant to do, only what they are meant to do, and all what they are meant to do. Just like in justice, truth, all the truth, and only the truth. And this validity has to be proven. It's not a given trust. It's grounded trust. It's proven trust. Secondly, the explainability of these systems. The idea here is, at the minimum, AI technologies has to be explainable by an expert, for example, a posteriori. That means that an expert has to say why a system did what it did, suggested what it suggested, recommended what it recommended, behaved the way it behaved. This is at the minimum. Now, what we are targeting in Talis is that the systems be self-explainable. That means that the systems have to be able to explain their own behavior in real time when they are used. For example, if you have a digital assistant in a cockpit, let's call this a digital co-pilot, and that this co-pilot is recommending to the pilot to make a left in 45 miles, for example, so the pilot has to be entitled to ask the question, why? Why should I do that? Especially if the pilot had in mind to do something different. And that the digital co-pilot has to answer the question by saying, for example, that there is a threat, there is a thunderstorm or something like this. And not because the layer number 3 of the neural net is activated at this threshold, for example, which is something which is just understandable by human being. So explaining or self-explaining a behavior of an AI system suppose that the system is able to use human concept level in order to provide an answer to a question which is asked to by the human being. And the third criterion is responsibility of AI technologies, which is basically the compliance of the technologies to laws, regulations, ethical principles, for example. And what we want to develop in Thales is responsibility by design, a kind of built-in responsibility. That means that we have to design kind of a framework which set up borders to AI technologies. And these borders in some way represent the responsibility of the system by being compliant to, as I said, ethics principles, for example, laws or regulations.
Thales is increasingly using artificial intelligence to develop the other key technologies of the digital transformation. Is that something new?
Oh, yeah. This is, as I said before, AI is really a critical enabler for other technologies. AI is impacting almost all the digital technologies now. As I say, often say, AI is the new digital, actually.
David, tell us about hybrid artificial intelligence, which Thales is developing. Is that a new type of AI?
Earlier, the technologies making the hype are much more oriented toward perception, I would say. And the technologies we are trying to develop now are oriented toward cognition. So the combination between these two kinds of technologies, this is what we call the hybrid AI technologies, combining perception and cognition. And in our systems and applications, hybrid AI is definitely the enabler in order to come up with decision support systems, for example. Any application you can think of which requires a kind of advanced interaction between the human and the machine require this new kind of AI technologies.
So what are the benefits of this new hybrid artificial intelligence?
If you look at the technologies which have been making the hype so far, these technologies are basically pattern recognition technologies, image processing, speech recognition, for example, handwriting recognition, or this kind of thing. So these technologies are basically pattern recognition, whatever this kind of pattern is. It could be image, sound, writing, or whatever you want. Now, if you think of the abilities of AI technologies we have in mind when we think of intelligent behaviors, such as a human AI dialogue, such as common sense representation, such as explainability, such as reasoning. So the question is, do these technologies, the current technologies which have been making the hype, are enabling this kind of abilities or not? So the answer is probably not. There is not a continuum between the current technologies and these behaviors. There is rather a glass ceiling, I would say. So in this case, we need to have a strong interest in another branch of AI, which is not a data-driven AI technologies, but which is called model-based AI technologies, which addresses the environs of cognitive behavior. And more than that, what we are trying to do is to combine the data-driven AI technologies, which is machine learning, statistical-based technologies, with this symbolic AI or model-based AI, in order to build what we call hybrid AI technologies. It's a combination of both, and it's probably the virtuous trajectory now toward more intelligent functionalities in AI technology systems.
David, does this mean that we're going to see a new wave of applications of hybrid AI?
Oh, yeah, the pace is accelerating now because in Thales, we have problems looking for solutions. And we think that the criteria for trusted AI I mentioned before, these criteria require to develop this new type of AI technologies, which is hybrid AI technologies.
Thales is playing a vital role in customer critical environments. What are the key challenges ahead for Thales and its customers in those environments?
Well, there are a lot of challenges, actually. And something which is worth mentioning is that the different criteria and characteristics I mentioned, such as validity, explainability, responsibility, these are not only high-level concepts. These concepts actually are underlined by very concrete technical and scientific challenges Thales is tackling. We have identified beyond this strategic vision, which we call the trusted AI, and now we have a new motto, as you know, which is Thales True AI. The TR meaning transparent, but it could mean also trustable. The U means understandable, and the E means ethical. This is just like a very nice summary, I would say, of the way Thales is approaching AI technologies.
What are some of the challenges that Thales is facing in AI in terms of the data at the base of it and in terms of the human-machine interface?
Let me just mention a few of them. The first one, as I said, is a human-AI dialogue, which is really involving gathering a certain number of challenges such as language understanding, language generation, as I said, reasoning, interpretation, and different other challenges. Let me mention also a few challenges about data. In many cases, big data is rather small. And in the case where we don't have a lot of data, so we need still to be able to build models on the basis of machine learning algos. And in this case, we are addressing a very specific challenge called frugal learning, which is actually how to build learning machine learning models on the basis of few data. Let me mention another challenge about data, corpus balancing. When you train models on the basis of sets of data, in all cases, sets of data have biases. So you have, first of all, to identify these biases and to minimize these biases as far as possible. And a way to do this is to introduce new data which are supposed to balance the corpus. And you can introduce this new data by generating synthetic data. And one of our challenges is how to combine real data with synthetic generated data. Usually you have three kinds of data. Actually, you have real data, you have simulated data, which can be generated by simulating a system. But the third kind is this synthetic data, which can be generated in an automated way. And the challenge is the combination between these three kinds of data. Behind, a sub-challenge is to solve what we call the reality gap, namely, you have to make sure that the data you have generated in a synthetic way correspond to a reality configuration. It's not something which is completely just abstract generation of data.
And what about certification?
This is actually a challenge which concerns both technical issues but also regulation issues. And in Thales business, especially the one concerning avionics, for example, space, but also ground transportation, certification is a key question. And when we talk about trusted AI, usually we also talk about certified AI. So in these domains, certification is just a condition to the adoption of AI technologies.
Who certifies AI or what certifies AI?
So certification is the compliance to standards, norms. And so you have standardization bodies. And there are a lot of people who have started working on certification. There is, for example, a project which has been launched very recently, which is called the DEEL project, D-E-E-L. It's both in France and in Canada. And this project is completely dedicated to certification of AI systems. So it's a work between regulation bodies or standardization bodies and technical and scientific aspects also, which are addressed by industrials and the academia partners also.
Is there a question that I did not ask you and that I should have asked you? A question maybe that's on your mind?
We can talk more widely about the philosophical aspects concerning AI, the purpose of AI technologies beyond the economic aspects or the business aspects, for example. And maybe before addressing this very issue, I wanted also to mention something, because we often hear that data are the new oil. Data are assets for any company. That's right. But please don't forget the expertise and the domain knowledge, which is very important. And in Thales, we have data, but we also have domain knowledge. We have domain expertise, and it's the combination between data and these expertise that probably will also feed this new trajectory of AI, which I call the hybrid AI. Now, let me just go back to this philosophical issue about AI. I think that what is interesting in AI and in what we are doing is that AI is also asking questions to the human society. As far as ethics, for example, is concerned, never before human beings have asked such questions as if you have to choose between going right or going left, what would you do? And we are asking these questions about autonomous systems and about AI systems. And these questions actually reflect exactly the questions a human being would ask to themselves. So AI is, at least from that point of view, making the human society to think about its own behavior.
Thank you, David. We look forward to having you with us on the next podcast on AI in defense. Other podcasts will follow on artificial intelligence in ground transport, security, aerospace, and space. We hope that you all will join us. This was Artificial Intelligence. Thank you for listening, and learn more on thalesgroup.com.